Hey everyone, Star Master Jeff here, back with my special bonus series where I talk about how I play any AdventureCast campaign, available exclusively for our Patreon listeners. In this debrief, I'm giving you a look at how I ran Episode 3, Wafisa, I Hardly Knew Her, what was planned, what surprised me, and exactly how much I'm improvising behind the screen. If you're into GMing, world building, or just curious about how the story takes shape, this one is for you. So the goal for the characters when they landed on Wafisa, planet Wafisa, in the city of Wafisa, was to find Dr. Alara Voss at the Omnitech Research Station and convince her to come with them. She's a talented xenolinguist, and they were asked by Omnitech Corporate to bring her along when they go to research this mysterious signal in the far reaches of the Viridian Expanse. Of course, nothing is easy. Along the way, they ran into two Guardians of the Great Work, which are essentially like police officers here on Wafisa. Wafisa itself used to be a thriving world of methane miners, and there were a lot of research stations that used the methane for an energy source or to research different practical applications for methane. Actually, the narrative goes a bit more into that in Episode 4, so I won't go over it too much here. But I promise at a later date, I will do a much fuller deep dive into Wafisa if that's what you're looking for. If that's what you want, leave it in the comments below. So the first thing I think I'd like to talk about is what surprised me most in the episode. I knew that they were going to land on Wafisa. I knew that they were going to just leave their ship behind. They were going to see that it was an abandoned city. They would let their guard down. And the scapegoat that they fought so hard to gain in episodes 1 and 2 would be parked and forgotten. Little do they know, the Guardians of the Great Work are monitoring all of the airspace around Wafisa. They saw the scapegoat enter into the gravity well, and they started hiking out to that spaceport right away. So while the characters are trekking across Wafisa, the Guardians are already hard at work to break into the scapegoat. What surprised me is I didn't think the characters were going to go back to the scapegoat this session. I knew that they would go back at a later date and find that their ship is gone. Or perhaps they would see it being taken from them. But I didn't expect them to go back this episode. So it was interesting for them to have to go back and for me to have to explain to them, yes, your ship is actively being taken right now. There are four men with blowtorches. The scapegoat is as good as theirs unless you do something right now. Unfortunately for them, two of them were already very seriously wounded, and so they made the wise decision to simply walk away. Honestly, I thought they were going to go in there. I really thought they were going to rally, go in, and maybe someone was going to permanently die right in episode 3. I really thought that might happen. We are a crew of people that have played a lot of heroic fantasy. And sometimes it can be tough for us to pull back from that and realize that we're playing fragile characters with not many hit points. But to their credit, they took stock of who they were, what they had, and the situation they were in. And they decided the scapegoat wasn't worth their life. They figured, we'll come back later. We'll figure this out. Ended up being a very wise decision, because I think that if they had gone in there, they would have died. At least one of them, if not two of them, would have died. So having said that, if and when they do retrieve the scapegoat, I think they're going to want to approach similar situations in the future a little bit differently. They won't be so careless as to leave the scapegoat unguarded, or to just leave it in some random location. Maybe they'll have to pay someone to watch over it, or they'll install some new security systems. I think they're already thinking about that after what happened in episode 3. Now on to something a little bit more fun, Lokipon. Lokipon came out of nowhere. The characters were poking around in some abandoned cars, and I hate just doing stock treasure. I hate just being like, oh, you find 4 credits and a seatbelt cutter. I like to put something in that has some world building and flavor, and I've never played Pokemon like the trading card game. I've played the video game a little bit, but obviously it's so ubiquitous in our culture, and I used to watch the show all the time. So for some reason, that just popped into my head. Lokipon. And boom, it was born. And I have to tell you, the players became obsessed with it. I didn't realize that Doja and Brian were both old Magic the Gathering players. And I did know that Brian was, you know, very knowledgeable of Pokemon and probably played the trading card game. but I didn't know that they were going to attach to it so fully. They are full-on obsessed. They talk about it all the time, and they keep weaving it back into the narrative in really fun ways in the coming episodes. So I really can't wait to see how far they take it. And they've already started talking about maybe drawing up some of their own Lokipon and sharing them on the Patreon. I think that's a really cool idea. So there was a very pivotal scene here. It happened when Haley was shot and was extremely hurt. Robert had a flashback to when Haley's older sister, you know, she's Haley with two Ys, her older sister is Haley with one Y. When Haley with one Y died, she was killed on Ventos, planet Ventos, in the Thraxis system during a pitched battle between the rebels and the elite during the Red Rice Wars, which is a war based on famine, where the oligarchy was attempting to maintain all the food stores for themselves. And obviously, the spark of a rebellion ignited into a full-on war. And during that war, Haley with one Y, who was the commander of Robert's unit, got all of them embroiled in this fight with the rebellion, and she unfortunately died. This is a pivotal moment for Robert's character. It's one of his greatest traumas. It was only appropriate that when Haley, with two Ys, was mortally wounded, that Robert had a flashback and was unable to fully control his emotions. I thought it was a really beautiful scene. I think that Doja and Stephanie did a great job with it, and I loved it so much I even used it in the trailer for the entire series. I am very excited to explore their relationship further. Robert was under Haley with one Y, you know, as part of an Omnitech Holdings squadron. Now he feels some sort of personal responsibility to Haley with two Ys. She's aware of Robert, but not in the same way that Robert's aware of her. I think he thinks of himself as sort of a protector for her, and she absolutely idolizes her older sister. So the fact that Haley with one Y trusted Robert with her life ingratiates Robert that much more to her. So there's a lot more of that to come, especially as we start going towards focus episodes, and I'm very excited to explore that with all of you. So now that the characters are on Wafisa, they want to get Dr. Voss, and they want to leave and explore this mysterious signal. But first, they're going to have to get back their ship, and there's a lot of Wafisa to explore to find it. Episode 4 goes deeper into Wafisa, the lore of that planet, and also embroils the characters in a little bit of Wafisa politics as we talk about energy and trading energy amongst the different areas of the city, who controls that energy, and how the characters are forced to interact with that mechanism. Episode 5 and 6 goes even deeper into the world of Wafisa. We spend a lot of time on what happened on Wafisa, who's currently living on Wafisa, what made it be so post-apocalyptic, and we finally get to meet the mysterious Dr. Alara Voss. From myself and the rest of the Scapegoat crew, we are really looking forward to sharing those adventures with you. We've recorded 16 episodes so far. I've edited 6 of them. I'm already editing the 7th one right now. We have a lot of energy and a lot of conviction to keep marching forward and exploring as much of the Viridian Expanse as we can, and we thank you so much for coming along on that journey with us. We're having a hell of a good time, and we're so grateful that so many people have reached out and told us how much they love the pod. So anyway, that's me, Star Master Jeff, signing off. Love you all, and bye for now. If you want to hear every episode before the public feed, the Patreon is how you do it. $5 a month gets you everything 2 weeks early. The main episodes, the Star Master logs, and even the SWN rules breakdown that Brian records to go with each and every episode. Head on over to patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast, because the next episode is already out.